You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The William Hill World Darts Championship on In Play Radio.
The power looked shaky in the opening set with Taunton's Justin Pipe, who was booed relentlessly by the crowd following accusations of cheating in round one, which he did deny. But Taylor moved through the gears, winning the last 11 legs without reply to book his place in the last 16 of the William Hill World Championship and keep his hopes alive of a 17th world title in his final tournament before retirement.
I am absolutely over the moon, trust me. It was very difficult to concentrate, that was. It was hard, one of the hardest matches. I think that was on par with 8 Bristow at the Circus Tavern. Semi-finals once, that was it, 97, I think. That was hard. It was like nearly double vision. It was hard work.
It was always going to be a difficult atmosphere for Justin, but for you personally, was it difficult just to keep focused on your own game, or was it easy to sort of keep the crowd out?
No, not at all. No, you couldn't keep the crowd out, because no matter what happened, they were just booing him and cheering him and calling him all the names under the sun. I don't know, you know, you can see yourself what went on. I don't know what went on, and he said he didn't do anything wrong, so I'm going to have to take Justin's word for it. I don't, you know, if he said he didn't do anything wrong, then he hasn't done anything wrong. Proven, you know, innocent until proven guilty type of thing.
First round, a few signs of rustiness. It looked a bit smoother today. Did it feel a lot better, your performance?
Oh, against Chris Dobie, he's brilliant. So I was a bit nervous against Chris, and then you can iron that out the next round and get ready. So 4-0 is... a breeze through, really. Keegan next, so go now. Get ready for Christmas. I'm gonna have a Christmas day this time. I'm normally up and I practice and I try and do dinner, then I practice and I try and eat dinner, then I practice. I'm not gonna do this time. I'm gonna have a little practice, and then I'm gonna have my dinner.
Keegan Brown, as you say, next. Look, he's had a difficult couple of years, but he's a very talented young player. A different sort of atmosphere again.
He's a brilliant little player. We've just done a few exhibitions together. He's a lovely little player. And do you know what? He's a lovely lad as well. So I've got no animosity against Keegan. I can't get that nasty head on me. He's a lovely lad and I like him. So it's going to have to be head down and get stuck in against Keegan, because he's a good player. And the lad's beat me before, because he reminds me every time he sees me. So he's a good little player. So... it's head on, and the only thing I think might affect him is the situation that he's in. You know, you're in the last 60 in the World Championship, and I think he's going to think about it.
Round two concludes on Wednesday with world number two Peter Wright back to face Welshman Jamie Lewis.
Ladies and gentlemen, will you please welcome the Prince of Style, Mr. Rod Harrington.
First game up this evening, Peter Wright takes on the young man Jamie Lewis. Now Wright has got one of the best all-round games in the game of darts today. He takes on the young man Jamie Lewis. He's really played well in this World Championship, so we've been waiting for this for a long, long time. Over the 100 average. Now, I've got Wright to win it, but at 1 to 10 on, that's a little bit too tight. What about over 20.5 legs in the match? I think Jamie Lewis is going to play quite well tonight. Next game up, and it should be a cracker. Vincent van der Voort takes on Raymond van Barneveld, the two Dutchmen. Now, van der Voort's had backache for 2 years. He's put a lot of hard work in to be able to get on this big stage again, and he's playing extremely well. A big 180 hitter in his first two matches, over 100-plus averages, so he really is on form. He takes on the silky smooth throw of Raymond van Barneveld, and he's been playing exceptionally well for about a year now. I've got Barney to just win this, but it could be close. But if you don't want that, what about van der Voort to have over on his 180s? Looks a good bet. Last game of the evening, well, it's the world number one and the red hot favourite for this year's William Hill World Darts Championship. It's Mighty Mike, Michael van Gerwen. Now, he takes on the Welshman, Gerwin Price. Now, van Gerwen, at the moment, he looks unstoppable. He looks so good, so confident, scoring power, everything there is to walk away with this championship and the £400,000. However, he's taken on Gerwin Price. The Welshman got plenty of aggression, and he is a very good player, and he's getting better and better all the time on the big stage. Now, 1 to 33 on, van Gerwen is literally untouchable. But for Gerwin Price to win a set, which I think he will, that's the bet for me.
The William Hill World Darts Championship on In Play Radio.
First up on the hockey after the Christmas break is Simon Whitlock against Darren Webster in what should be a well-contested match. It's priced up with preference for the Wizard of Oz, who's worked really hard over the past year or two to recapture his form, and I expect him to earn a Premier League recall and play in the event for the first time since 2014. That's a nice carrot to have, but first and foremost, it's all about making a deep run in the 2018 World Championship. He made it all the way to the final at Ali Pali in 2010, so knows what it takes to make it all the way in a big tournament, and he advertised his tournament pedigree this year by making the final of the Grand Prix, eventually losing 5-4 to Daryl Gurney at the City West. His upswing in form recently entitles him to be favourite here, but don't expect an easy ride against another Renaissance man in Darren Webster. Webster was 2-0 up and cruising in the first round before wobbling and eventually regaining his composure to see off Devin Peterson 3-2. His average of 90 was 3 points better than Whitlock, who beat the young German Martin Schindler in round one. Whitlock was suffering from the flu in that match, so we can reasonably expect him to be a little bit better in this encounter. There's a very real chance of a quarter-final appearance on offer for both this pair, as the winner of this match would have a very winnable game against Kevin Munch or Tony Alcinas in the next round. Whilst the preference is for Whitlock, I think a safer bet would be over 5.5 sets at 4-7. You're essentially backing both players to win two sets, which I very much expect to happen in a close game. Whitlock to edge it 4-3 for me, but play the 4-7 about over 5.5 sets in multiples. Alan Norris plays James Richardson in the second matchup, and this could be one of the ties of the round. These were two of the most impressive first-round victors outside of the big guns in the tournament, both winning in straight sets and both averaging in the mid-90s. Norris is the seeded player here and as such had an easier first-round match against the Finn Kim Viljanen, but he was still very good in that one. Richardson knocked out the 18th seed Kim Hybrex with a 3-0 victory and an average of 96. He knows a thing or two about an upset on this stage. He slayed Barney 3-0 in the first round a few years ago, and I think he'll fancy himself against Norris, whose profile isn't dissimilar to Hybrex. When he's on song, he's very good, rattling in the 180s, and he's very much a power scorer. But he goes missing every now and again, and Richardson's relentless leg-on-leg consistency could expose a few holes in Norris's game. I could see an upset here and Richardson pinching this one 4-3. But the bet would be to play Richardson on the handicap plus 1.5 at 4-6 and bet him to take three sets. This should be a match rich in maximums, so as the second bet, play the over 11.5 180s at 8-11. If both players turn up firing as they did in the first round, the pair of them got four 180s in just three sets. In a match where I expect us to get around about seven sets, expect them to be around the mark for the 180s. Now on to a bit of a wildcard match with two players who were unconsidered to get through their first round encounters, Kevin Munch taking on Tony Alcinas. Munch took the scalp of double world champion Adrian Lewis in the first round, whilst Alcinas beat compatriot Christo Reyes. Munch was more impressive in that first round. Not only did he beat a higher ranked player, but Lewis posed a much sterner test than Reyes did for Alcinas. Lewis averaged 94 but could only take a set off Munch, who himself averaged 93, whereas Alcinas only needed an 85 average to see off Reyes, who also only achieved 85. That was the lowest first round winning average, so Munch looks to have a clear edge in a pick'em here, and 10-11 for him to win would be my idea of an outright winner. But there may well be an easier 10-11 in there, and that is Munch to throw the highest match checkout. I'm stunned to see this price as a pick'em when you consider that Munch had a high out of 158 against Adrian Lewis, 120 against Oreshkin in the prelim, and has so far hit 5 ton plus finishes in his two matches. Alcinas has had a game less, to be fair, but his highest out against Christo Reyes was only 82. Munch to throw the highest checkout at 10-11 must go in the treble, and I'd consider that the nap of the day on Wednesday. Whitlock versus Webster to be over 5.5 sets at 4-7, James Richardson plus 1.5 at 4-6, and Munch to have the highest match checkout at 10-11. That treble pays 4-1. Best of luck with all of your darts betting throughout the tournament.
Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.